This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. Bruchim Abayim. Today's show is sponsored by a good friend, Rav Don Zalkin, Leo Nishmas, his mother's yard site on Tess Nissan, Esther Bas Rav Moshe, Nisham Shavan Aliyah Shavil Meos Yosher for his home mishpacha, Adbias Goyal Tzedek. The Tefillah series is sponsored by a good friend, Rabbi Tzal Rose of Los Angeles, Leo Nishmas' brother, Tzvi Ben Levi Yitzchak, is Nisham Shavan Aliyah Meos Yosher for his whole family. So today's shiur, we're going to have two parts. The first shiur is going to be on really Parshas Vayikra, but connected to Tefillah as well. And then I'd like to share some thoughts with you about the upcoming Yom Tov of Pesach. This is a subject I wanted to speak about for a while. I think it's a rather basic subject. It's a subject that I'm sure we all know about, but the ramifications of are quite interesting to me. I actually prepared this year, last year on Pesach. I was learning Mishneh Berurah. A few years ago on Pesach. I was learning Mishneh Berurah Hilchos Tefillah, and I came across a number of interesting items. It's well known, the Gemara Brachos on Chav Vav Amud Bey is a discussion, the Tefillahs, are they connected the Avos, or are they connected the Karbanos? Shachris Mincha Marav. Is it connected Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, or the Tamid Shel Shachar, the Tamid Shel Ben Arabayim, and Hekter Chalav and Veivarim? So the Gemara says, Isma Rav Yossi Rav Chanina Amar, Tfilois Avois Tiknam. The fathers enacted Tfilah. Rav Shoben Levi Amar, Tfilois Keneged Tamidim Tiknam. They correspond to the carbon Tamidim. I'm actually writing up a piece now, in Sefer Bereishis, Bez Hashem, the Sefer will have almost 60 chapters, and one of the last chapters we're writing is on Parshas Vayetze, the inyan that the Tfilois correspond to the Avos. So Shachris is Keneged Avram, that's why we put on Talis and Tefillin in Shachris, because since in the merit of Avraham, who said, Emichut V'yad Tzroi Chanal, we have Talis and Tefillin, and Shachris is in the Zchus of Avram, therefore we combine the two together. That's why we say Adoy Noilam by Shachris, because Avram Avinu, the Gemara says in Brachos, invented the term as Hashem as Adoy Noilam. So, and the subject speaks about the fact that why would Marav be the most lenient of all the Tefillahs if it's Keneged Yaakov Avinu, who's Bechir Sheba Avos. So that's a piece, Be'ezus Hashem, the upcoming Breisha Sefer. But there's a whole other way to look at Tefillah, and that is Keneged Karbanos. So we have Machlokes Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, and Rabbi Shua ben Levi. So Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, Tfilois are connected the Tmidim. The Gemara brings a Braisa like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina and a Braisa like Rabbi Shua ben Levi. The Braisa like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, it says, Avram is Masakin Shachris, Yitzchak is Masakin Mincha, Yaakov is Masakin Mariv. And then the Gemara cites a Braisa like Rabbi Shua ben Levi, that Tfilas HaShachar is in Tachatzois. Why? Because Tamid Shel Shachar is brought to Chatzois. Rav Yehuda says Arba Shois because the Tamid Shel Shachar is Arba Shois. And Mincha is Ado Erev because the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim is brought until the Erev. Rav Yehuda says Plaga Mincha because Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim is brought until Plaga Mincha. Marav Ein La Keva because Evarim Upidarim that were not digested in Miba Erev could be brought the whole night. And why is the Karban Musaf brought the whole day? Because the Karban Musaf can be brought the whole day. Rabbi Yehuda says till 7 hours, because the Karban Musaf is brought till 7 hours. And Mincha Gedolah is 6.5 hours, and Mincha Ketanah is 9.5 hours. Fine. So that's a Braisa in accordance with Rabbi Shua ben Levi. So the Gemara says, Tiyufta de Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, because clearly it's not like the Avos. So Rabbi Yosef Chanina says, no, really the Avos are masakin it, and the Rabbanan were masmichin on our Karbanos. Because you have to say that. Because Musaf, according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, who is masakin it? Who is masakin Musaf, according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, if it's Tfila Keneged the Avos? Elamai, the Avos were masakin the Tfila, and they are masmich on the Karbanos. Fine. So in our previous shiur on the subject, we discussed who the Rambam Paskin's like, who the Rif Paskin's like. the Rashi in Masechta Shabbos says an amazing idea that the shita that Marav hold, that who holds that Marav is Rishus, is going like the opinion that it's Keneged Karbonos. And since Hekter Chalam Evarim does not always exist, they're not always fats and limbs to burn, so Marav is Rishus. But if you say Tefillah is Keneged Avos, of course Marav is a Chayv. Fine. The subject of today's shiur is the halachic ramifications of the fact that tefillah is keneged karbanos. Halacha number one. This comes from Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tzadi Ches, Sif Dalet. Hatefillah hi b'makom ha-karban. Tefillah is in the place of karbanos. We'll see if we can make it even bigger. No. Therefore, one has to be careful that one's prayer is similar to a carbon. Bekavana, in kavana, v'lo yerav ba machshava acheres. Don't mix in any other thoughts. K'may machshava shepoiselas b'kochim, like machshava that disqualifies kochim. Ume umad. So, in other words, the same way by kochim, improper thoughts renders a carbon improper. Improper thought could ruin a tefillah. It should be standing. Why do we stand by Shmoneh Esrei? Dumya da avoido, because the one being makriv the karbanos must stand. Why are we koivea mokoim in tefillah? In other words, why do we daven in the same place every day? Some people, they like to stroll around the shul. You're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to have a set place. You're not supposed to have, you know, it's not musical chairs. One is supposed to have a set seat. Why? Every carbon has a different makayim, so therefore tefillah should have a set place. Another halacha, we know that ideally one should stand in tefillah right before the wall. So you say, you know, not everyone in a shul fits by the wall, but truthfully, everyone is davening by the wall. A set table is not a chatzitza, a person is not a chatzitza. So technically, even the guy in the back row, he's also standing in front of the wall. But where does this halacha come from that there should not be any interposition between a person and the wall? And the Shulchan Aruch says that dumya de carbon shechatzitza poiselas beinoy lekli. Just like by a carbon, a chatzitza disqualifies between you and the vessel, so too there should not be any interruption between you and the wall. Another thing is, v'roi sheyeloi malbushim na'im miyuchadim latfila. One should have nice clothing designated for prayer. Kagoin big day kahuna, just like the big day kahuna. Ela she'en kaladam yachal avaz be'zalzat. Most people, not everyone is able to afford a special suit for davening. U'mikal makam, nevertheless, toiv hu sheyeloi mechnasayim miyuchadim latfila. You should have special undergarments designated for davening, so just to that a person should be in a more pristine shape for davening mishum nikias. That's why, really, it is recommended that one wear a jacket for davening. Why? Number one, there's a halacha that when you daven, you're supposed to dress as if you'd be standing in front of a king or a president. Now, that halacha used to dictate that one is required to wear a hat for davening. And I've even seen in some poskim that nowadays, for better or for worse, many people do not wear a hat when they go in front of a president or a king. It's not sort of the Western style of dress. That may or may not be true. That's probably accurate. It may not be objectively correct, but that's the state of reality. But to wear a jacket, even in 2020, with the informality of society, everybody would wear a jacket, or almost anybody would wear a jacket if they had the audience of the President of the United States. And therefore, it's certainly recommended to wear a jacket when you daven. But here we're seeing a new dimension of that, and that is, the same way when you bring a carbon, you should have special begadim, big day kahuna, so too when you daven, you should have special begadim. Okay. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah adds another halacha, and that is the same way there should not be an interposition between you and the wall, there shouldn't be an interposition between you and the floor. But Torah Kasavoyd Ubeinah Lakarka, your feet should be on the ground, like in the Beis HaMikdash. I mean, obviously, you're not going to take off your socks, but the same way there shouldn't be a chatzitza between you and the wall, there shouldn't be a chatzitza between you and the floor. Fine. So I want to show you a number of other interesting nafkaminas of the fact that tefillah is keneged the karbanos. Let's say a person is mesupik if they daven or not. Then they go back and they daven, and you don't have to be mechadesh something. That means as follows. Let's say a person says, you know, I daven three times today, I would like to daven a few extra Shemoneh Esreis. Technically, you're allowed to, as long as you add something to your Shemoneh Esrei. And the reason why you're allowed to is because the same way you're allowed to bring a Karbanos Nedava, you're allowed to do a Tefillas Nedava. However, you have to be adding something in your Tefillah, and therefore you have to have a new Kavana. But if you're Mesupik, whether you davened or not, you could daven again. And you say, if I didn't daven, so I'm davening now. And if I daven, this will be a tefillas nedava. Now, do I have to add something? I don't have to add something, because what I'm adding is, this tefillah will ensure I'll be yotze the davening. Avalim barilai, however, if you're sure, she'espala, inu chazim espala b'loi chidush. You can't go back and daven without adding something, v'aydei chidush. But if you add something, chazim espala b'nedava kol, you can daven as many times as you want, chutz mitfilas musaf. Except for musaf, you can't daven a tfilas nedava. Why? Says the Mishnah Berurah, look over here. You can't daven another musaf. Kivan sha'oimer musafim kilchasam, because in davening you're saying the musaf as its halacha is, and a musaf is not brought as a nedava, and musaf is a chiyav. And, excuse me, the Musaf is only Mishal Tzibur. And Ein Yachid Yachal Anadavoysom. An individual cannot be Menadavid. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah, it comes out like this. If you're Mesupik on Shabbos, whether you davened or not, you can't daven again. The only reason you could daven again during the week is you could say, if I davened, it should be a Tulas Nadava. But on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you can't bring a Karban Nedava. So if you can't bring a Karban Nedava, you can't bring a Tfilas Nedava. So on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you can't daven again if you're not sure if you davened. Another interesting aspect of Tfilah being like a Karban, the Mechaber says Shabbos and Yom Tov, you can't daven a Tfilas Nedava at all. Says the Mishnah Berurah, why can't you daven a tefillas nedava on Shabbos? Because you can't bring a carbon nedava on Shabbos. You hear this? You can't daven a tefillas nedava on Shabbos because you can't bring a carbon nedava on Shabbos. Another interesting halacha, number 6. Ein tzibur mispala in tefillas nedava klal. The tzibur cannot offer a tefillas nedava. Says the Mishnah Berurah, why? Because the tzibur is not makriv a carbon nedava. The only carbon nedava a tzibur could bring is something, the ketz ha-mizbeach, when the mizbeach is batal. And that's a very uncommon scenario, and therefore we don't daven Shemoneh Esrei corresponding to the nedavos of ketz ha-mizbeach. However, a yachid is allowed to daven to us nedava if he adds something, even if he's saying it with a tzibur. Okay. Now the Mechaber says another thing. Haroitzel espal tefilas nedava, if you want to daven a tefilas nedava, tzarech shehi makyar es atzma, you need to recognize yourself, zariz v'zohir, zariz, energetic and careful, v'amid b'daitoi, and have great focus, sheyucha l'chad mitfilas v'meirosh v'yatzof, that you could concentrate in your davening from beginning to end. If someone who is not able to have good kavana, karinon bay, we consider it, we call out, we say about such a scenario, lama li roiv zivchechem, why do I need your abundant karbanos? So here the halacha says that you can only daven a tefillas nedava if one is able to have great kavana. If one is not able to have great kavana, then God says, I don't need your abundant karbanos. Now, what does that mean? The guy's not bringing a carbon. He's davening. So again, we see that tefillah has the reality of karbanos. Says the Mechaber, Halavai sheyuchal achavein b'sholosh tefillos hakvoyos l'yoyim. Halavai, we could concentrate on the three established tefillos. another aspect of tefillah being like a carbon. Says the Shulchan Aruch, kishepoiseya, when you take your steps, oikeh regel smol tchila. You first uproot your left foot. You first step out of your left foot. V'shir psilis elu. And the shear of these steps, the chalam pachas, kadei shitain gudol, the tzadakev. It's at least that you put your toe by your heel. However, that implies you're allowed to take bigger steps, and the Ramah says, no, lechadchila, you should not take bigger steps than that. Okay, says the Mishnah Berura, what's the reason for the shear? Amazing Mishnah Berura. Says the Mishnah Berura, Uchamoy psiois hakoyhanim b'shas avoido shayu mehalchen. Okay, b'tzad godo. The reason that we take these dainty steps, I don't think I realize this. The reason why we take small steps with your toe by your heel is in order to emulate the koyhanim. That's how they would walk when they did the avoida. The Magen Avraham says, less than this shear is not considered a psi at all, and you're not to be makel even if you have no room. Some are makel if, you know, the rows are very cramped, you could take shorter steps. Okay, and finally the last halacha is, you should not take bigger steps, says the Mishnah Berurah, because tefillah is keneged the tamidim. Ubeinyan dumya de kahanim ba'avoidasam. You need it to be similar to the kahanim the avoida. V'chein lo yishma psiyos gasos yoyser. Therefore you shouldn't take bigger steps. And it also looks like you're running before the king. And as we've mentioned in the past, one of the reasons why we wash our hands in the morning, I'm not talking about negovaser, I'm talking about before davening, and we make a bracha of al natil siyadayim, is because the Rashba says, in the morning we're a new creation, and like Kohanim who do their avoida, they wash their hands from the kiyar, we also wash our hands from the kiyar. And that's the reason why Shemayna Esrei is keneged the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But this is all in the theme that davening is keneged the karbanos, and the ramifications of that are, you have to be careful about your thoughts, like in with a karban, one has to be standing, like bringing a karban. There can't be a chatzitza, like bringing a karban. One should have special begadim, like bringing a karban. So far that's kavana, standing, chatzitza, malbushim. There shouldn't be a chatzitza between you and the floor. The parameters of tefilas nedava are based on the parameters of karbanos. And the steps that we take during Shemona Esrei are like the steps of the Kohanim. Okay, so this...
What about Tumah, Rebbe? I mean, if it's all connected to Karbanos, how could we daven properly if we're in a state of Tumah? You couldn't bring a Karban if you were Tumah.
So that's why you're talking not allowed to daven. That's why you have to wash your hands. So that's connected to the Kohanim. Moreover, many people are makbid that if they go to the mikveh before davening for Tumas Kari. So again, it's parallel to Karbanos, but we are Tamei Meis, and most shuls don't have a paraduma in the front lobby. Although, if anybody would like to sponsor one in our new shul, then you could speak to us privately. Okay, Marv Raboisai, that's the end of the field show. I want to share with you perhaps some thoughts on the Yom Tov of Pesach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.